理课堂听 class.com。
Book 2, Chapter 1, Pleasures of the Countryside. While Julien was waiting in the coach to Paris, he heard two men talking.
"Oh, it's my old friend Falcoz," said one man.
"My friend Saint-Gerard, I thought you were living in a small town in Franche-Comte," said Falcoz.
"Living? No, I'm running away," he replied. "I love the fresh air and the trees. I hate politics, though, and politics is driving me out."
"Which party do you support?" Falcoz asked his friend.
"None, and that's my problem. I was tired of the constant role-playing in Paris, so I left for the country. The local priest and some rich landowners asked me to dinner. I told them I don't care about politics, and I don't read any newspapers. The priest was very angry. I wanted to give money to the poor, but he wanted me to give money to the congregation, the Jesuit group. I refused, and I had all kinds of problems. The priest said I was ungodly, and someone poisoned all the fish in my pond. The judge, who was a good man but afraid of the priest, always judged against me. To get some support, I decided to join the Liberals. They would not leave me alone, though. I wouldn't vote for their horrible choice in the election, so they hated me, too. It's over," he continued. "I sold the house, and I'm going to lose a lot of money. I'm going to the only peaceful place, an apartment in Paris."
"None of this would have happened to you under Napoleon," Falcoz said angrily.
"All of my sufferings come from your Napoleon," Saint-Gerard replied. "Napoleon was only great in battle. He brought back the church, and he made them too powerful. He brought back the nobles, and now everyone wants to be a noble. It was the church and the small-town nobles that forced me to be a liberal."
The conversation was long, and Julien asked about Mr. de Renal.
Saint-Gerard laughed. "So you know Verrières? Your Mr. de Renal will soon be forced out by Mr. Valneau," he said. "Napoleon gave people like Mr. de Renal and Father Chelan power, and after them people like Mr. Valneau and Father Massillon."
Julien did not think much about Paris when he first saw it. He was still thinking about the last 24 hours he spent with his lover. He promised he would never forget Mrs. de Renal's children. He would help them if the church caused so much trouble that there was another revolution. If there was another revolution, the nobles would be in trouble. Julien was not excited to see much of Paris. He only cared to see what his hero Napoleon left behind. He met Father Perard, and the priest told him about his new life in the house of Marquis de la Mole.
"You will wear a black suit," he said, "but not like a priest. You will write his letters for him. You will not be paid much, but your salary can increase. The Marquis has a daughter and a son. The son is Count Norbert. Marquis de la Mole wants you to be friends, but I don't know why. You must be careful. Do not allow him to make fun of you. He will probably hate you because your family is poor. The Marquis's wife, Marquise de la Mole, is a very proud woman. She only cares about real nobility. Her family goes back to the Crusades when the Catholic Church tried to invade the Holy Land. Never talk bad about any king, even Henry VIII. They were kings, and she thinks that is more important than anything. She will see you as a religious servant. If this business does not work out, then come to see me. If we are still friends, you can be my assistant at my new church. If we are not, you should go to a different school."
Julien thanked his good friend, and they took a coach to Marquis de la Mole's home. They arrived at the Marquis's home. There was a large sign that said, "Hotel de la Mole." Julien said, "These people are so afraid of Jacobins and another revolution, but they still tell everyone where their house is." Father Perard nervously said,
I don't think you will last very long here.
Chapter 2. Entry into Society. Julien was astonished by the beauty of the house.
Be careful, Father Perard said. If you act like a peasant, they will treat you like one.
Julien became calm.
I challenge them too, he said.
They walked through the house and found a small, thin man. Father Perard introduced Julien to Marquis de la Mole. At first, Julien was not impressed by the Marquis, and he stared at him like a picture. Julien soon realized that this man was even more civil and nice than the Bishop of Besançon. The interview was over in 3 minutes. Father Perard and Julien left the home, and Father Perard gave his student a letter.
This is from the Marquis, Father Perard said. He likes to do things himself, but soon you will do them for him. Go to this tailor and buy some new clothes.
When Julien returned to Hotel de la Mole, the Marquis showed him his new room. The Marquis asked Julien how many shirts he bought.
2, Julien said. He was surprised this great man would think about such a little thing.
Fine, fine, the Marquis said. Go buy 22 more. Here's the first part of your salary. How could I dislike it here? Julien thought. Mr. de Renal would be ashamed to help me like Marquis de la Mole just did.
Julien was taken to the library where he would work. Julien was astonished by the number of books. I'll be able to read all of these, he thought. First, I'll do my work. Julien finished his writing quickly. The Marquis came in and looked sadly at his work.
Possible, he said, is spelled with a double S. Please use the dictionary if you don't know how to spell a word.
That evening, Julien was introduced in the salon. There were many people there. Julien was happy to see the Bishop of Agde, who was so nice to him back in Verrières. The bishop did not recognize the peasant. Mrs. de la Mole did not even look at him. Soon a handsome young man entered the room. He had a very small head. Julien realized this man was Count Norbert. Count Norbert seemed very nice. He also saw a young woman. Although she had beautiful eyes, they seemed very cold. Julien did not think she was attractive. He soon learned that this woman was Miss Matilda de la Mole. To Julien, she looked cruel, just like her mother. Marquis de la Mole just looked bored.
Norbert, said Marquis de la Mole, I want you to be nice to this man, Mr. Julien Sorel. I've just hired him, and I want to make him into somebody, if at all possible.
The Marquis told the crowd about Julien's education, and a man from the university asked him questions about Horace. This is how I won over the Bishop of Besançon, Julien thought. These people only know one writer. Julien spoke in perfect Latin, and the people were impressed. He had a long conversation with the professor. Julien was an expert on Horace, Tacitus, and other ancient writers, but he knew nothing of modern names like King George IV and the poets Lord Byron and Robert Southey. The professor said to the Marquisa,
His manners are not good, but perhaps he is a learned man.
The Marquisa did not think about Julien, but she was happy she invited the professor. The Marquisa liked anyone that entertained her husband. Chapter 3. The First Steps. Early the next morning, Julien was working in the library. Miss de la Mole came in through a secret door. She was surprised to see him, and she took a copy of a book by Voltaire. Voltaire was not considered good reading for a young noblewoman. In the afternoon, Count Norbert came in. He had forgotten about Julien. The Count suggested they go riding.
I can cut down trees, Julien said, but I've only been riding 6 times.
This will be the 7th, Count Norbert said. Come on. Julien rode well most of the day, but at the end he fell into the mud. Later, Marquis de la Mole asked his son about the ride. Count Norbert was very polite, but Julien told the story honestly. The Marquis was surprised. This man will go far, he said to the professor. He'll tell the truth about this bad event. Later, Miss de la Mole asked him to tell the story again, and Julien, Miss Matilda, and Count Norbert laughed like young friends. Even with these friendly people, however, Julien still felt alone. He was too different. Chapter 4 The Hotel de la Mole. People thought Julien was very strange, and Marquisa de la Mole suggested they send him on business when important people came to dinner. The Marquis disagreed, saying, I want to continue my experiment. Father Perard says we are wrong to destroy the pride of people we hire. He's only out of place because he acts differently. He's quiet, anyway. In the salon, one could talk about anything as long as there were no jokes about God, the church, the king, the government, or artists popular with the king's court, as long as no good thing was said about liberal newspapers, Voltaire or Rousseau, whose writings influenced the revolution, and as long as no politics were discussed. The conversations were all very boring. Any new idea seemed rude. Everyone wanted only to be polite. Politeness was more important than anything else. Some people only came to eat lots of ice cream. Later, Julien asked Father Perard, Is it a requirement of my job to eat dinner with the Marquisa? It's an honor, Father Perard replied. It's the worst part of my job, Father. I'm afraid of falling asleep. Please ask them to let me eat in a restaurant. Julien heard a noise, and he turned around. Miss de la Mole had been listening. She respected him more now. He's not a weak man who bows before my father, she thought. That night Julien did not speak to Miss de la Mole, but she spoke to him. He sat with Miss de la Mole, Count Norbert, and their friends. They had no mercy for the others. They made fun of almost everyone. Sometimes Julien laughed, but he did not truly understand. The conversation was like a foreign language. He knew the words, but not the meaning. Julien went to talk to Father Perard for a few minutes. The priest was not comfortable in this society. He was a strict Jansenist and tried to be good. He did not like to think badly of everyone he saw. When Julien returned, Miss de la Mole said,
That Father Perard, what an ugly face he has.
Julien was angry, but she was right. The priest was the most honorable man in the room, but his face was awful. Whenever he had a true thought, it became worse. The others in the room had smooth faces, especially when they lied. Later that night, Count Norbert and his friends were making fun of a Mr. de Thaler. Mr. de Thaler was very rich, but few people liked him. When he left, Julien thought about the difference between Mr. de Thaler and himself. This man makes more money in 1 hour than I make in a month. But they still make fun of him, Julien thought. It's enough to cure a man of envy. Chapter 5 Sensitivity. After 6 months with the Marquis, Julien was trusted to handle most of his business. Marquis de la Mole signed almost every letter Julien wrote for him. The Marquis gave him a horse, and Julien practiced almost every day. Julien continued to study religion, and Father Perard introduced him to several Jansenist societies. Julien admired these men. They were not liars like other people in the church, and they never thought about money. At one society, he met Count Altamira, who had been sentenced to death. He was religious, and he loved freedom. This surprised Julien. Count Norbert stopped being friendly to Julien. He thought Julien was too sensitive. Julien spent his free time practicing shooting a gun, learning to use a sword, and riding horses. The salons of Paris were different from the small towns. Julien's pride was never hurt in the salon, but no one cared about him here.